No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from downtown San Francisco, California, the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Great to have you with us, wherever you're listening in this great land of ours, and okay, foreign lands, just kidding, but we're here to talk video games. It's the Video Game Review, as you heard, and that means it's 1 hour on these sports talk networks where we can talk about video games, not just sports video games, all video games. And your calls are welcome here, nationally syndicated, so come on in at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That's what gets you in and gets you heard, girl, wherever you might happen to be. And we're also on Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on Sirius XM again. Also, the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, all apropos applications for receiving the programming here. We also come to you from sportsbyline.com as we stream along. You can write me an email, rick@sportsbyline.com. And that's for the cheat code at the end of the show. Go ahead and request one. I'll get to that at the end as I mentioned in about 50 minutes. We only get an hour here. Also, you can use that to win the game I'll give away a little bit of a half hour from now on at 40 after, giving you the whole clock here. And then we'll get back to 6 days and 23 hours of sports. This is the 1 hour we can do this, so make sure to get in and get heard. Also on SB Nation Radio and SBNationLive.com. Great to be on there as well. If you want to tweet at me, it is at Rick Tittle as I enunciate my tease. So we are in the golden age of video games, never been better. But then again, there's still a lot of garbage out there we have to sift through. What's good? What's bad? You are my unpaid correspondent. Come on in. Tell me what you like, what you don't like. Help us. I'm a gamer like you. I don't make games. I just play them. I judge them on one criterion. If they are fun, we will play them. If they're not, we kind of don't, do we? So here's the number, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. No interviews today. It's all you. It's all calls. Come on back, and we'll do it once again. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you are ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
The Video Game Review.
To coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. I know that video games are very important to our troops. They're a little bit of home cooking and take your mind off of more pressing, stressful issues, which can cause you great anxiety. And the type of anxiety you go through we have no idea what you guys go through and you gals. So we really appreciate it. Starting off the show, unfortunately, in a way where once again, just dealing with stupidity in the political world, and it has nothing to do with parties. And last thing I would ever do is try to make this a political show, because I just don't. Keep politics out of it, and you're going to think whatever you want to think anyway. But for years and years, decades, video games have been blamed for violence. And time and time again, I have quoted studies, not just from some of our finest universities like Columbia, which of course is an Ivy League school, but also in the UK, that if anything, video games are cathartic. In other words, the video games end up causing less violence because a lot of people get their aggressions out. And I can see that. I mean, I'm not an angry person, but I think I have shot 9 million people in video games. I think if you have no concept between reality and fantasy, it doesn't matter where you are. If you are insane, I don't think one way or another it's going to happen. I mean, people before video games used to blame violent movies. You know, it's always a scapegoat. And And unfortunately, whatever you think of guns, and like I said, this isn't what this is about, but whatever you think of them, we had a horrific shooting in Uvalde, Texas. And of course, this is just a couple weeks after a horrible shooting in Buffalo. But at the NRA convention in Houston this weekend, Texas Senator Ted Cruz had this to say, quote, "Tragedies like the events of this week are a mirror forcing us to ask hard questions, demanding that we see where our culture is failing. Looking at broken families, absent fathers, declining church attendance, social media bullying, violent online content, desensitizing the act of murder in video games, chronic isolation, prescription drug and opioid use, and their collective efforts on the psyche of young Americans." And end quote. Those in attendance really applauded when he said the video game comment. Now, it stands to reason that maybe somebody gets violent behavior from being in a broken family or responding to bullying or drug abuse, some of the things he mentioned, but to lump video games into the mix is head scratching beyond belief. The fact that the United States is the only country where mass shootings like this are a regular problem, and yet video games are readily available across the entire world. The United States is not the only country that has troubled individuals who commit heinous crimes, but it's the only country where mass shootings seem to be taking place. And time immemorial, since video games have been invented, politicians always try to scapegoat. Now, I'm not sitting here saying I have the answers, but I do know that video games don't cause this. Okay, through empirical research, not just because I'm a fan of video games, through empirical research, scientific studies, they've gone into it over and over and over again. And if you are a wacko, and you don't have to be from Waco to be a wacko, but if you are a wacko and you watch a violent movie, you know, there's someone who commits a crime and he read Clockwork Orange. And it's like, oh, the book made him do it. No, no, he's insane. You can take any content, you know, oh, Helter Skelter, we did the Beatles album backwards and the devil told me to. Okay, is that Paul McCartney's problem? No, it's when someone is insane, okay? But to just throw out and say, well, you know, if we got rid of video games, then this wouldn't happen. I'll tell you what, if getting rid of all video games would guarantee no more mass shootings in the history of the world, I would gladly give up video games right now. I would never play another one again to make sure that school children wouldn't be massacred. Little teeny tiny school children, I would give them up in a second, but it has nothing to do with it. And I'm just, it's been proven over and over again. And so when you are a politician and you say that violent video games are the problem, you are an idiot. And Democrats and Republicans have said this. So don't get all bent out of shape if you think Ted Cruz is God. I'm just saying it's one of the most moronic and uneducated and uninformed stupid things you could say. If there was a study done by Columbia or the National Health Service in England, that say, you know what, we've studied this and video games seems to cause more violence, I would hold my hand up and say, look, I defer to the experts here. You know, just because it's cathartic to me, you know, maybe this is causing a problem. No, it doesn't. You know, and if, like I said, if you cannot separate reality from fantasy and you have these murderous, violent, evil tendencies, I don't think if you watch Laverne and Shirley or you play Grand Theft Auto one way or another, it's going to sensitize or desensitize you. But this is the way it's always been. Before all this, what got blamed? Rock and roll. right? It's always an easy scapegoat, the devil's music, rock and roll. That's what's ruining our children today, they said in the 50s. So once again, I'm just trying to give you the facts. I'm trying to, and you know, as a video game fan, someone who loves video games like myself, if there was one iota of truth into what Ted Cruz said about video games, I would say, yeah, you know, maybe we really need to take a look at this. We can't afford any more of these mass shootings. We've already had tragically, horrifically, too many of them. But you show up in front of a sycophantic crowd who's going to bow down and cheer anything you say, and you can just pull that out of your behind. It's just quite obvious that I'll just say Ted Cruz is very uninformed when it comes to this. Very, very uninformed. And I think if you're a politician, especially a senator, you know, we only have 100 of them, especially if you're a senator, you would want to learn some facts before you talked out of your fat behind. You think you would. That's all. All right. On that happy note, we'll take a break. Lines are available, 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's talk some video games. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218.
That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Phone lines are open at 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away the brand new game. And which one is it, Rick? You're going to have to wait. I know. I'm really sorry. 1-800-878-PLAY. Taking a look at a game that they like to call bullet porn, that is Sniper Elite 5. And remember, if you there's one group of people that you can have abject carnage on in video games and in movies, and that's Nazis. You can slice and dice or hit them with baseball bats like Inglourious Bastards. But, yeah, you can slice and dice. And the X-rayed executions that take place in Sniper Elite, we know very, very well. Sniper Elite 5 takes Carl Fairburn, the sniper, into kind of a little bit of espionage, 1944 France, deep behind enemy lines. And there are some new enhancements to the controls, weapon customization. And it makes Sniper Elite 5, I think, the most varied of all the entries to date. The story is kind of a throwaway, and I don't need it. I'm not an actor. What's my motivation? I don't need deep character analysis. I just want the game to be fun. But there is a campaign that goes about 12 hours, which is pretty good. It was much more than I thought. But, you know, Sniper Elite, it delivers what you want, and that is the slow motion bullet going through hearts, skulls, sometimes a person's nether regions, which they've shown too. And there's no different. But this time around, Fairburn is on a quest to uncover and then stop the top secret Nazi operation, which they call Operation Kraken. And some NPCs help you, resistance fighters, and you know, they kind of populate your list of objectives. You know, the high-ranking Nazi in this, it's very cartoonish as well. But it doesn't matter what the storyline is, because Fairburn has never been a really nimble or adventurous guy until now. It's a lot more fun to control him. And you know, a lot of stalking through heavily guarded areas. You got to start out on your, you know, crouching, and then things get loud, and, you know, you have a quick way of jumping over walls or jumping through windows. And there are some zip lines as well, because remember in World War II, it was all about zip lines. You can climb up some vines, some rope netting. You can slide down a bank and regroup for a counterattack. And, you know, a lot of times, I've always thought with the Sniper Elite games that they would just let you shoot it out, you know, because of the, but there have been times they try to make it a little bit more competitive, for lack of a better term, with competition. But there are 8 different environments that I think take advantage of the new control. And the added freedom, I think it allows you to, you know, do a lot more things than you've been able to do. It just, You have a new focus that allows you to spot enemies through walls in order to avoid a potential ambush. You've got some bolt cutters that can cut through fences, create even more paths around an objection. But now that you're able to get to some of these spots that heretofore you haven't been able to reach through the Sniper Elite games, the actual experience of sniping is identical. You can tag your targets with binoculars. You can screw around with generators to mask the sounds of your shots. You can take advantage of hazards like blowing up a barrel, setting them on fire. And I would say, if memory serves, the X-ray kill cam is even more disturbing than ever, with some ugly headshots. And it's just good grisly fun. There's some occasionally wonky AI, but still it's, but that's what, like I said, this is what you want, right? If you go see Skinner, you want him to play Freebird, right? If they don't, you want your money back. I think it's funny that the fact that enemy soldiers will sprint for the nearest alarm tower to radio for help instead of actually trying to fight back. It's also kind of cool that if you wing them, they'll run away clutching at their wound, which is adds a bit of quote unquote realism. But they also just, I mean, they're like minions and lemmings. They just march mindlessly right into the crosshairs of your scope. You know, they struggle with just basic pathfinding. They veer in between different states of alertness. You know, it's, you can kill a couple of German soldiers. They'll raise an alarm. And you come back 20 minutes later and the enemy patrol remained locked in a cycle, which they'd been like in this heightened investigative stake. And then they would end and then the same dead body would be noticed and then they'd start the investigation again. But the positives are that the AI has those quirks and maybe there'll be some post-release patching as well. I think the autosave system is better than Sniper Elite 4. And so anytime you died, I think it's pretty cool that you can return to the checkpoint place that didn't put you in mortal danger. That was kind of what happened in the other scenes. But another welcome change, as I mentioned, the weapon customization, which didn't happen in Sniper Elite 4. All your firearms can be tweaked prior to the mission's beginning. You've got workbenches hidden in each map. And I don't agonize too much over the builds over my pistol or my submachine gun. But when you start experimenting with your rifle to get the balance right between you maintaining its power, minimizing the report, but the upgrades are doled out, I think, far less stingy than the other game. And it's just an appreciation. You don't have to grind to unlock these perks. And like the ability to use a medikit in the last ditch effort to revive yourself, which, you know, is a staple of the game as well. But, you know, the skill upgrades, you can tailor Fairburn to any type of style of play that you want. The option to carry multi-ammunition types, subsonic, armor-piercing, non-lethal rounds. Is that rubber bullets? But one of the things that I think that's surprising about the weapons was its approach to found weapons, because the enemies drop them or you find them in caches and you can be picked up, but they're dropped again the minute you switch to another firearm in your loadout. So on the one hand, you never accidentally discarded a valuable tool, but it also meant you could grab a Panzerfaust and go blow up an armored car, and then you'd have to keep dropping it and picking it back up again if you wanted to hold on to it. But there are some pretty good sandboxes, and this is mostly a linear franchise. There's the Chateau de Berengar, which is really cool. There's a towering cathedral with a spy academy. There's these molten lava type areas in a Nazi factory. But despite the nonstop shooting and the huge tropes of World War II, there are some lighthearted surprises along the way. And you can overhear a group of Nazi spies struggling to speak like Americans. And then you sneak up and kill the instructor. So, the espionage stuff, look, it gets recycled from one mission to the next. You know, plant a satchel charge on an 88, snap some tethered cables, and a radio tower falls over and things like that. But still, this is the best one. And it's for what you want, you know. It's, and by the way, developed by Rebellion, published by Rebellion, PC, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, rated M for mature, obviously. This isn't an amazing game, but it is a good game. So if I was going to give it a report card, I'd give it a B. It's just fun. What do you want? All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. We'll give away the brand new game and your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll also let you know what's new this week. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game
Review. All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up in the next segment, we'll just have time to do the cheat code, send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. In fact, you can use that same email address now to win the game. I'm going to give away a brand new game. This one's quirky. It's I have it here for the Nintendo Switch. It's also available on the PC, Android, and Mac, Apple phone as well. Apple phone? I think it's called an iPhone. What am I? Somebody's ground. You got your Apple phone. On my day, we only had one game. It was called Stare at the Sun. The game is called Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion. This is from Snoozy Kazoo. I'm not kidding. My question is this game lighthearted or is this game about World War IX? That's my question. Send the answers, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins for the Switch. Is this game lighthearted or about World War IX? Send it to rick@sportsbyline.com. Let me give you the blurb. Take control of an adorable turnip who happens to be an absolute menace to society. Garden tools to solve plant-tastic puzzles. Meet eccentric vegetables and fruits. And take on treacherous fights. This is E10 Plus. Developed by, as I mentioned, Snoozy Kazoo, and developed by Graffiti Games, featuring the Steam Deck playable, and as I mentioned, PC, Android, iPhone, and Nintendo Switch. This has a kind of a top-down look. It looks a lot like the Zelda game on the Super Nintendo. Once again, Turnip Boy commits tax evasion. You want to have a catchy title. You don't want it too cheesy. And yet, there it is. They did it. I give them credit. All right, another thing we found out on Friday, the long-awaited sequel to Jedi Fallen Order was unveiled at a Star Wars celebration. This was at was a four-day convention at the Anaheim Convention Center. The game was teased with a short clip of the story. No actual gameplay was shown, but it's called Star Wars Jedi, Survivor. Instead of Star Wars Jedi Appendix. No, it's a colon, two dots. So, Survivor, as we'll call it now, Respawn Entertainment, EA, Lucasfilm, they all pulled back the curtain. And it's chronicling the journey of Jedi Cal Kestis. It's going to launch worldwide next year for the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X and S. Stig Asmussen, who is the game director, said even before completing Jedi Fallen Order, our team had a vision of how to carry the adventure for Cal, BD, and the crew into the sequel. By the way, Stig Asmussen, game director with Respawn, he said, for Jedi Survivor, we are working in lockstep with Lucasfilm Games to build on the legacy of Jedi Fallen Order. We're leveraging advanced technology to create more dynamic Jedi combat and cinematic storytelling to expand on Cal's story as he matures and survives during dark times, end quote. So the latest chapter in the Cal Kestis series picks up 5 years after the events of Fallen Order. Cal will have his trusty companion, BD-1, and he has to stay, of course, a step ahead of the Empire's constant pursuit and begins to feel the weight of being the last remaining Jedi in the galaxy. And he'll learn his new skills and he'll grow his connection with the Force. So very exciting to hear that for a lot of the peeps out there. And there was much more revealed about that that has nothing to do with video games. If you're super into the Star Wars thing, you can check that out as well. a game called Vampire the Masquerade Swan Song. This is a detective RPG, and if you remember the gothic open world of Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines, that was in 2004. And now if you take that and you put it into an RPG that is a lot slower in its execution, and then maybe trying to make it like Myst. I was reading a review from Gabriel Moss on IGN from this. But that's kind of what Vampire the Masquerade Swan Song is trying to do. Now, Swan Song means this is it, right? Apparently, swans don't make any noise until they're about to die. This is what Swan Song means. I know it's morbid, but apparently that's what it means. And there are some emotional moments in this story, but it seems like there's no clue what to do with them. And some of these puzzles they have are very clumsily explained. And it kind of makes you want to put the controller down at times. But you start off as you head on down as a vampire to the Camarilla. It's an upscale vampire court seated in the heart of Boston. If it was out in California here, we'd call it the Camarilla. But it's always a treat when you get to play the clear villain of a story, although it doesn't seem to work too well here, because Swan Song positions you as a misunderstood hero. It's villains are these sort of generic, heavily armed religious fanatics in police uniforms that they label themselves the Second Inquisition. So it's very easy to not have good feelings about them. And if that wasn't bad enough to make your eyes roll, it's headed by a guy named Stanford, he's got these monologues that are so predictable and one-sided. It just almost seems like a cheesy cartoon villain. And it's funny because in the Star Wars game, there's the guy named the Jedi named Cal. And now in this one, you have the villain named Stanford. If you're from the Bay Area, you can see the Cal versus Cal is cool and Stanford stinks. But in virtually every scene that Stanford shows up, he throws some little catchphrase about ending vampires forever. And he'll start speaking Latin until he gets dramatically ferried off screen. And if this was like the whole masquerade about what hiding the existence of vampires from the public was the reason, if it was probably a better reason than that, then this vampire would have it. But if you don't have an emotional investment in the game, Swan Song is probably not going to pull you in, because from the very first scene, you're barraged with this just dialogue between characters who already know what's going on, who already have a history with one another, but you don't know them. And none of the three playable characters, Laisha, MM, or Galeb, really felt like you were sort of in with everybody. Although Galeb's general badness is pretty cool. He's sort of point man. If you think about the Vampire the Masquerade Blood Hunt, Caleb is the equivalent of the Ventru Enforcer class, but he still isn't all that great, because most of the conversations feel like you're walking into a party where everyone talks to each other and no one knows you. All three characters, of course, have a unique backstory related to where they sit in the hierarchy of Camarilla. I think the voice acting is fine, but it just seems weird that, you know, there's no real establishment of why the vampire world is so threatened now by the Second Inquisition. So, it's a 20-hour game, and if you run through it, so, you know, world building is certainly helped along by the lore-rich codex if you take the time to read it. But, you know, after you spend a bunch of time just comprehending the vampire underworld in the first few legs of the story, it's just uninspiring and uninteresting. So you're just going to be going off gameplay at that point, right? And there is violence in this, but maybe not in the way you'd expect for a normal RPG. It's just not combat. It's cutscenes where combat takes place in this vampiric fighting prowess. And, you know, despite the lack of fighting, maybe you need to sate your characters, get some blood to maintain their discipline bar. But you got to do this. You got to sneak up behind designated humans in private spaces, and then you suck as much blood without killing them and blah, blah, blah. So all in all, if you look at Vampire the Masquerade Swan Song, it's a bit of a dud, to tell you the truth. Developed by Big Bad Wolf, published by Big Ben Interactive. Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox One. All right, let's take a look at some of the upcoming games here. This week, we have Maglum Lord. This is a action and dating RPG. Yeah, for the Switch, the PC, and the PlayStation 5. Dwerve, an action adventure tower defense game, and Dwerve is for the PC. Gremlin Collection 1 and Intellivision Collection 2. These are two different games, and this will get you on the Evercade. That's right, on the Evercade.
What?
Just Shapes and Beats, an action music game for the Switch, the PC, the PlayStation 4, the PlayStation 5. Lapin. Lapin means rabbit in French. You might look at it as Lapin or Lapin. Lapin en Jeu. This is from Studio Doodle on the PC and the Xbox 360, by the way. Showrunner is a racing sim, and this is from Saber Interactive. It's PlayStation, Xbox, PC, and Nintendo Switch, and it basically looks like Ice Road Truckers. And then Squish. This is a party platformer puzzle game, and this is for the PC, the Xbox, and PlayStation 5 from Grave Rave Games. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, give you the cheat code. I'm Rick Tittle. See you in a second right here on SportsBot.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. And just a couple of minutes left in the show. It's time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This request comes from Kelly. Kelly says, Rick, Max Payne, infinite bullet time? Question mark. Okay. I got you. And the Max Payne story was so chock full of noir. I mean, it was addictive. But all right, this is what you want. At any point, if you pressed L1, L2, R1, R2, triangle, XX, and triangle, you will give yourself infinite bullet time. And this was a great code to gracefully dive in and out of cover while firing off a lot of your well-aimed shots into your enemies and effectively doing whatever you want. You were a detective named Max Payne, and then all of a sudden you became a gun-toting Time Lord. It's basically the Matrix X flying sideways. Once again, at any point in Max Payne, L1, L2, R1, R2, triangle, XX, and triangle, and you will be in infinite bullet time? Question mark. Yes, you are correct. Infinite bullet time. All right, thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll get back to the sports talk, and we will see you next week right here on VGR.